Christmas by Candlelight by Karen Swan. Read by Daphne Kuma. Fatina, original teabag and dearest friend. Whiteout. Chapter 1. Durham University, April 2014. Libby lifted her head for a moment, the whispers carrying through the stacks, before she dropped back into her work again like a dreamer, drifting in and out of consciousness. Time had long since ceased to mean anything. The streetlights outside had been shining for hours now, and the chocolate bar wrapper on the desk was proof she'd had dinner, should her mother text and ask. She felt hands upon her shoulders suddenly, faces pressed to her cheeks.
There you are,
someone stage whispered excitedly, the words carrying halfway down Billy B. Hall.
Hey, what are you guys doing in here?
She hissed, turning to find Xana, Coco and Ems standing in a huddle behind her.
We saw you from the street,
Coco whispered excitedly.
We were standing out there like lunatics, calling you, but you didn't even look up.
Well, no, she did look up, Ems corrected, but you didn't look out.
Libs, how can you still be here at this time of night?
What time is it?
12:45.
Oh.
Libby glanced around the library. It had been full all day, but now only a few people were still at the study cubicles. It was always the same faces as well.
I'm just finishing a paper.
Naturally, Xana nodded. When's it due?
Tuesday.
Xana's eyebrow flexed up. Tuesday. And you're working in here till midnight 5 days before because... She twirled her hand around, waiting for Libby's good explanation.
I don't like getting behind.
Xana tutted and sighed, looking at the others with rolled eyes. Her beautiful auburn hair spread over her shoulders like a fur cape. Piercing blue eyes, highlighted with a green powder on her lids.
Libs, I've got an essay due tomorrow at 12. It's worth 20% of my final grade and I've done like 10% of it,
Coco said, pressing her hand to her heart earnestly.
But I work better under pressure.
Really?
Libby stared at her in amazement. Perhaps the demands of a psychology degree were different to law. But she just couldn't imagine how it could be feasible to leave something like that until the very last moment. Didn't her friend see that their entire futures relied on their performance here? Or was Coco's future assured anyway? Rich parents? The right schools? Contacts?
Don't look so worried. I've got all morning to get it done.
Tomorrow?
You mean you've not come here to start it now? Libby watched as her three housemates folded with laughter, as if she were the one acting crazy.
Oh, Libs, you're a riot, Xana cackled. Fancy arriving here at 12:50
to start working on your housemate's birthday.
Huh?
Libby looked at them blankly.
It's Charlie's 21st, dummy,
Ems grinned.
Oh, shit, is it?
Yeah. Didn't you get any of our messages? We've been snapping you all day.
Oh. No, I...
She glanced down at her bag.
Notifications are on silent. I was trying not to get distracted. It's been a shit day.
Oh, no, hun, no, Xana said with a shake of her head. I had a dental appointment and a smear test this morning. That's what we call a shit day. But I'm still out. She gave a beat that shrug. We're meeting the boys at Clute now, and you've got to come, Em said.
Oh, no, I really can't, Libby said, pulling back.
Yes, we insist, Coco said. All for one and one for all, remember?
It was the girl housemate's mantra and usually invoked when one or more was hellbent on making a bad decision. If one went down, they'd all go down together. We're not leaving without you, Xana said, squatting down in front of Libby and making direct eye contact. This was her shorthand for showing she wouldn't take no for an answer. You've been in here for hours, yet again, and it'll be pretty crap if you don't show for his birthday.
But I really don't think my presence will be missed. Says who?
Charlie adores you, Xana said loudly, prompting someone further down the stacks.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?